We're learning Chavos Halvavos. It's Monday night. Or L'chav Gimel Iyar. We're in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And we're on page Reish Memches. Really? We started learning it again. Maybe we'll go back to learning Sunday nights. I don't know. It's like there's always this big break between Thursday to Monday. No, it's because it was too much pressure on me Sunday night. We'd have to go get the lady shear and Rabbi. But now I gave two guys the whole job of making chavrusas. I don't have that burden anymore of seeing who came, who didn't come. I don't know, it's like too much of a break. I always have to go back. V'ofen ha'asiri, thing number 10 to think about is Cheshbon Adam im Nafsho, page Resh Mem Ches, the last few lines, the last paragraph on the page. Shabori Yisalat Sofes Negleu V'Nistoro, Hashem sees. You act differently when someone's watching you. Even a bus of a dove's watching you. Even someone you don't really have shaykhs to. Some stranger came into the Beis Medrash. He's sitting in the back. He's observing. Everybody, straightens out a little. They don't kid around so much. That's the natural tendency of people. And Vinistoro, which is really scary, Hashem knows, we don't even think of it. We're living in a world where I know nobody knows what I'm thinking. And nobody knows my motivations. And nobody knows how I'm really feeling about something. If I'm doing something grudgingly, it might show on my face. But otherwise, I'm safe. And you're not safe. Hashem knows if you're doing it grudgingly, or willingly, or happily, or resentfully, or if you really don't want to do it, or if... B'chlal, if you are having kavana, or if you, everything, nistaro. Really, I think motivation is the main thing. Like Hashem sees what your motivation is. Is your motivation to serve Hashem, or umaboto elov, he sees into your mind. Now this has a mila too, Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zatzal used to say. It has a mila. Why? He used to go for a walk very religiously. He walked every day for an hour and a half. And he always thought learning when he walked. He thought of, So one of the things he would say is that you can think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah to be Mesapa Yetzias Mitzrayim. But how many people realize that at any point in the day, they're waiting online in the bank, or they're sitting in traffic, they could think about, oh, Hashem is so great, He took us out of Mitzrayim, that was such a wonderful thing. He made us into Klal Yisrael, and that's a Avodas Hashem. It's in your mind, but it's in the mind, it's real. So Hashem seeing your thoughts has a mila also. It allows you to do good things. Really, it's a very versatile tool. Like I said, you can use it when you're waiting in the bank. You can think about Yiras Hashem, Avos Hashem. Even thinking about, I wonder how I could become an Oved Hashem. Or think about the Bria. If the Sunday night Shiurim with the ladies, Shar HaBechina, it's like a science class. Learning all about the Bria, and we're learning all about science. This last Sunday night, we learned about plants and how they grow, and how they get transformed into food. Now we're up to the embryo, how the embryo gets formed and how it lives in the mother's womb. And you think, Morabu Masecha Hashem. And then, you can think those thoughts and Hashem sees them. So Maboto Elov can have a mila also. But the Maizel Chavis Halvavos' point is, I just realized that it's really not that nogeya, what I just said, although it's true. Because the Chavis Halvavos is leading up to a point of Yiras Hashem, to have Yiras Hashem. And when you realize Hashem is always watching you, you develop that, call it fear, call it awe, call it respect, call it, but He's watching you. That's what He's leading up to. Uzchurim lefonav kol ma'isov. We forgot what we did when you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, let's say from the age of 20 and up. But Hashem remembers. And think about that. You know, we say it on Rosh Hashanah, but then we quickly forget it. Adah zocher ma'aseh olam u'poked kol yitzrei kedem u'fanecha niglu kol ha'nisku kol ha'nishkochos u'mashem hara b'libo. Hashem knows what you're thinking. Mimachshavos u'vertzuyos, and unfortunately v'hamugunos. And the point is, v'yetomid b'matzuf shel yiro mimenu. This is Shavisi Hashem l'negdi samid. And I dare say it's rare, even though, how do I know if it's rare or not? Because I don't know what's in people's minds. So maybe people are walking around with Shavisi Hashem l'negdi. They don't act like it, that's what I could say. And I, of course, I include myself in that also. But so how does it look when a person is... So when we make a mistake if we would think that we would see a depressed person, a sad person, a neurotic person. It's not true. You would see it because the person meanwhile remembers having Yira, but he's having also Avos Hashem, and primarily I think he's having Bitacho. He's like very happy with his life. He's calm, stress free. You say, why is that guy always so calm? I'm like a nervous wreck. Why is that guy calm? The answer is he has bitachon. So he's always thinking how Hashem is going to take care of things. Simon Baum, when he was maspit, when he wasn't maspit his mother, unlike Bomer, but he, if you were Menachem Oval, he talks about his mother, that she had this level of emuna that she always used to yell at him. She always used to give him mussar, that he is very stressed with his job and all the things he had to do. And she would tell him, Hashem's going to take care. It's really, I talked about it on Shabbos when I said over to Sforno. I love that Sforno by Shemitah. Do you remember it? Were you here?
I was here.
No, I'm talking to you. Spaced out. Fell asleep. It's a marvelous Sforno when he touches up the Psukim of Shemitah. That Sforno is such a beautiful, beautiful. He says, if you don't ask questions, you're just calm. Well, Hashem's going to take care of me because I'm keeping Shemitah. Then the bracha will be an Eichus. But v'chi somru, if you say, oh, I wonder how this is going to work, and you're nervous. So Hashem might give you a bracha because you're still doing the mitzvah. You didn't do any aveira by asking the question. You're not on a high level of bitachon, but you didn't do an aveira, so Hashem will give you a bracha, but then the bracha will be in kamus, not in echus. You need more money, Hashem will give you more money, but you're going to have to work an extra hour a day. But if the bracha is in echus, your boss will give you a raise. Right? So that's what the Sforno says. If you're calm and you let Hashem run the world, because he's running it anyway, right? Anyway, I got off on a tangent. My point is that although he's talking about a matzav of Yira, but the person that's always aware of Hashem is, you won't see a person that's frightened. You'll see a person whose actions are measured, but he's in a good mood, and I hold the ikar is that he's stress-free. His smile on his face is optimistic. He's looking forward to life. The Yira, I imagine, would be manifested that you'd see a person whose actions are measured. He thinks before he acts, which is always a good milah.
Does he address if someone gets too comfortable with that? Like,
you
grew up in the king's palace, so you don't.
That's Yira. He's talking about Yira. I'm talking about Ava. And that's why you need that balance of Ava and Yira. Because if you just have Ava, that's the Rav says it, the Bartanura says it in Pirkei Avos, in the first parak there. He says, Evu kavodim ha-mishamshin is a Rav, shalom al-manas al-kabul pras, and that's a Ava. And then it says, v'hi mo'er shemayim aleichem, that's Yira. And the Bartanura explains that the balance between Ava and Yira is to prevent. He says, if you just have a hava, you get too comfortable, like Nadav and Avihu, let's say, and you say, oh, Hashem is my pal, he loves me, right? But if you have too much Yira, so then you're going to end up rebelling, and you go OTD. Because, like, too much, you want to have a life. You don't want to walk around like... So that's the balance between the Hava and Yira. So what I'm suggesting is that, like, the tzura of a person that has that balance would be that the Yira I'm suggesting in the real world would be manifested that you see, like, he doesn't do things before he thinks. Everything is measured. He's not impetuous. Okay, anyway, but his point here in number 10 is to have the Yira. He's really saying something very interesting. His point is to have Yira, and he's giving us an Eitzah for Yiras Hashem, because we know there's different types of Yira, and how do you have it, and is it Yiras HaOnesh, or Yiras HaRomimus, and what kind of Yira is it? So really, the Chavis HaLavis is giving us the simple avenue to Yira. He says, don't worry about it. Just think about and internalize that Hashem's watching everything you do. You'll have the Yira. You don't have to philosophize about what type of Yira to have. Think that Hashem is watching you. You will become the good type of Yore. Because that's how it is. If someone's watching you, you act differently. That's what he says. And again, I said this countless times because it's true countless times. Chavis HaLavavis compares our relationship with Hashem to our relationship with people. He takes examples from the real world, because there's no cause. That's why Hashem made the real world that way. Different relationships and different dynamics in the world are put there by Hashem so that we should extrapolate from that how we should act with Hashem. He makes parents or friends or a wife. They're all, okay, now I know how to love someone. Now I know how to respect someone. Now I know how to be mechabed someone. And we're supposed to... So he says, v'yikach moshe l'kach, he says it here too. The person that wants to just take a marshal, make a marshal, ilu hishkifol avodam, if a person was watching you, a video camera, if you'd be aware of the video camera that's in the Beis Medrash 24 hours a day. Someone could be sitting in the office now, and he knows which buttons to push on the computer. He could be watching David Cohen laughing now. He's watching on a computer screen, and he sees a guy laughing. Right? So if you imagine that, you maybe wouldn't laugh so far. For Shomer out to Nuos of Talmud, someone's always watching you. Just imagine. Haim ha'ya marshal ha'atzmo lasos dover hasonu alo sonu ma'mashkiach olav. That's all the Chavis HaLavavis expects. He's not... The reality is, you don't sneeze so much, you don't cough so much, you're more careful about every move. Chavis HaLavavis is... It's okay. Just realize that you wouldn't do something that that person hates. If the person can't stand it when people cough without covering their mouths, and you know that guy's watching you, and he's watching every move you make, you're not going to do it. The koshkein amhoyelo tovos v'chesed. And if the guy was your best friend and did you a million favors and put you through college and paid your tuition and bought you a house and found you a wife, you certainly wouldn't, when he's watching you, do something that's repulsive to him. He says, well, kal v'chomer amhoye adono. Oh, I spoke too fast. Now, another kal v'chomer. Let's say he's watching you and he did all those favors for you, and he's your master. You're a slave, meaning you're in his control. Everything you have is from him. You need him to give you breakfast and lunch and supper and to help you breathe. You're certainly not going to do something repulsive to him when he's watching you. So he says, listen, b'chomor mikolela kasher boru hu hamashkefalav. When the person that created you, that's more than an adon, he created you, is watching you. How it's an embarrassment. Really, the ultimate Yira, absolute Yira. Battle? absolute Yira is really in the Milsils Yisharim, and really in Chumash is Busha. Not Busha, I made fun of you so you got embarrassed. You're ashamed to do something bad in front of that person. It's the fear, like, it's not fear. It becomes Busha. Like, you're embarrassed. How could you do something that's repulsive to that person? How could you do something that that person doesn't want you to do when he's watching you? It's like slapping him in the face. That's what it says, after Kabbalah Satorah, it says, Ulubavur tiyeh yirasoal pneichem levilti sechata'u, like the highest madrega of Yiras Hashem, and the Gemara says, Zehabusha. Again, it's the busha that prevents you from doing bad things. You're embarrassed. Not embarrassed that you're caught after you do it. The embarrassment that stops you from doing something because you're ashamed to do it. It's like the it doesn't pass theory of child raising. It doesn't pass for you to do that. You should be ashamed of yourself. That's really Ulishomer Malam Rosso, and to be careful about violating his will, Ulamaher El Mishmato, and you would be Zoris to do what he wants, Bel Gorme Ritzono, what causes you to find favor in his eyes. He's watching you, he's looking at you every second. So you want to do something that will make you find favor in his eyes, the Ahavoso. Okay, we'll stop here.